Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sat in front of a combative Senate confirmation hearing for his role as health secretary. Kennedy faced vigorous questioning from the likes of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren and Michael Bennett. First, Elizabeth Warren questioned his stance on suing drug companies.
Mr. Kennedy, it's just a really simple question. You've taken in $2.5 million. I want to know if you will commit right now that not only will you not go to work for drug companies, you won't go to work suing the drug companies and taking your rake out of that while you're a secretary and for 4 years after. It's just...
I'll commit to not taking any fees from drug companies while I'm secretary.
No, I'm asking about fees from suing drug companies. Will you agree not to do that?
You're asking me to not sue drug companies.
No,
and I'm not going to agree to that,
Senator. Sue drug companies as much as you want.
I'm not going to agree to not sue drug companies or anybody.
Kennedy was then asked by North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis whether he was a conspiracy theorist.
I got a real quick question for you. Are you a conspiracy theorist?
That is a pejorative, Senator, that's applied to me, mainly to keep me from asking difficult questions of powerful interest. I was told that I was a conspiracy theorist. That label was applied to me because I said that the vaccines, the COVID vaccine, didn't prevent transmission and it wouldn't prevent infection when the government was telling people, Americans, that it would. I was saying that because I was looking at the monkey studies in May of 2020. I was called a conspiracy. Now everybody admits it. I was called a conspiracy theorist because I said red dye caused cancer. And now FDA has acknowledged that and banned it. I was called a conspiracy theorist because I said fluoride lowered IQ. Last week, JAMA published a meta review of 87 studies saying that there's a direct inverse correlation between IQ loss.
All right, so I'm going to assume
I can go on for about a week.
And if you're any doubt about RFK's conspiracy leanings, this question from Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson about autism might shed some light.
Focusing on an area of agreement, something that the American people desperately want. Finding out the answers. What has caused autism? What is causing chronic illness?
When I launched my campaign, it was about uniting Americans, Democrats and Republicans. There's no issue that should unite us more than this chronic health epidemic. There's no such thing as Republican children or Democratic children. These are our kids. 66% of them are damaged. I know what a healthy kid looks like because I had so many of them in my family. I didn't know anybody with a food allergy growing up, peanut allergy. Why do five of my kids have allergies? Why are we seeing these explosions in diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, neurological diseases, depression, all of these things that are related to toxic environment? Why can't we just agree with each other to put differences about so many issues, intractable issues aside, and say, we're going to end this?
Well, it wasn't all conspiracies. When prompted by Bernie Sanders, Kennedy actually went against Donald Trump's climate policy.
I happen to believe that climate change is real, it's an existential threat, and it is a healthcare issue. Donald Trump thinks that it is a hoax originating in China. Question is, in your judgment, is climate change a hoax or is it real, causing devastating problems?
President Trump and I, from the beginning, from our first meeting, agreed to disagree on that issue. I believe climate change is existential. My job is to make Americans healthy again.
You disagree with Trump. You don't think climate change is a hoax, is what I'm hearing.
My job here is to make
Just
Americans
ask you
healthy.
That, Mr. Kennedy. Not it's your question.
I answered your question, Senator Sanders.
Okay, you disagree with the president on that.
I answered your question.
Now, one of the most extraordinary views from RFK Jr. came when he lambasted the U.S.'s over-reliance on artificial chemicals.
Oh, something is poisoning the American people. And we know that the primary culprits are our changing food supply, the switch to highly chemical-intensive processed foods. We have 10,000 ingredients in our country, in our foods. The Europeans have only 400. If you buy McDonald's French fries in our country, there's 11 ingredients, my understanding. In Europe, there's only 3.
Finally, this clip now circulating online appears to show RFK perjuring himself by denying that he claimed chemicals led to people becoming transgender.
Did you say that exposure to pesticides causes children to become transgender?
No, I never said that. I think a lot of the problems we see in kids, and particularly boys, it's probably underappreciated how much of that is coming from chemical exposures, including a lot of the sexual dysphoria that we're seeing. I mean, they're swimming through a soup of toxic chemicals today, and many of those are endocrine disruptors. There's atrazine throughout our water supply. Atrazine, by the way, if you in a lab put atrazine in a tank full of frogs, it will chemically castrate and forcibly feminize every frog in there, and 10% of the frogs, the male frogs, will turn into fully viable females able to produce viable eggs. If it's doing that to frogs, there's a lot of other evidence that it's doing it to human beings as well.
So that was just a fraction of the testimony that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was giving to his Senate confirmation hearing. The question is whether the Republicans will just do what their master has ordained in selecting RFK Jr., or whether they will, in this particular case anyway, demur. The problem is, of course, that these guys, once they're in, they will be Trump's puppets. They will do exactly what he says. There will be zero independence. And that's really what the world should be concerned about. Well, now I'm joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So what did you make of that?
Well, look, I've been covering Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for many, many years now. He is the number one promoter of anti-vaccine disinformation around the world, has been since 2018. He was one of a disinformation dozen, the 12 people responsible for over 65% of all COVID misinformation. So he has form in this country.
Did you see the section yesterday in the hearing where he was shown the onesies, the babies' onesies, which had an anti-vax slogan on them? And he was asked, was he involved? And he said, because it was his foundation.
Children's Health Defense. Yeah. Yes, indeed it was.
That put them out there. And he was asked, was he in receipt of revenues from this? He said, I'm no longer involved there.
He certainly is. In fact, only about last week, Daily Beast did a story on him that he has made at least $2.1 million that he hadn't declared. And we know he's made millions from it, but that was just something he hadn't declared on top of this. So it's been highly lucrative for him. Now, his own sister, JFK's daughter, Carolyn Kennedy, actually accused him of being a hypocrite because he tells parents not to vaccinate while getting his own children vaccinated. He hosted a party during COVID where guests had to be vaccinated while he was publicly decrying vaccination. So whether he's mendacious for sure, and the Senate hearing is confirming that as you played in those clips, whether he truly believes his own nonsense, it's harder to tell. But that he causes harm to lots of other people by spreading this misinformation, that is certainly true.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine.
Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Yeah, and what's going on in the United States with the dismantling of, if you like, the federal health system? Now, there was a full stop yesterday when Medicare and Medicaid, there was chaos the day before because the understanding was from the order signed by Trump was that it all stopped. And then they had to say no, and they reversed the decision, the first U-turn by the Trump administration.
Absolutely. And it's really important to put the role that RFK Jr. is up for in context as well. As the Health Human Secretary of Science, he would be responsible for the FDA, the CDC, the approval of vaccinations in the US. He is the most perversely ill-suited person to be in that role. And as you point out, of course, anyone put in that role will be a toady to Trump. But again, you have a very tame Republican Senate committee who will do what Trump wants for the most part. And it's very hard to see how he doesn't get confirmed. He is, as one of the, I think it was Mike Bennett said, of the 330 million Americans, there must be better people for this role than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Mm. But we could say that about the president as well, I believe.
Now, one of our topics we intended to talk about besides RFK Jr. Was the question of disinformation from podcasters.
Indeed, that's been a huge and growing problem. And we've covered it in this segment before. But France 24 and the Associated Press had an interesting story this week on the number of people who are going down the road of alternative or fake cancer treatments based on what they've heard on podcasts. And the classic example given very recently, and we covered it in this show, was Mel Gibson appearing on Joe Rogan's hugely popular podcast. Now, we covered in this show his climate change denialism, but he also went on to claim that he had friends who had cured their stage 4 metastatic cancers with all sorts of alternative things like ivermectin, an antiparasitic medicine. This is, of course, as a cancer scientist hat on right now, is pure nonsense. It's not true. But people hear this. And because these podcasts are long forms, like the Joe Rogan podcast is about 3 hours, it is very hard to fact check it in real time. There's no obligation on the podcasters to fact check this. It's hard to even get the individual clips where this comes in and people hear it and they go and start doing it. And we know that causes harms to patients. There was a 2018 study in JAMA Oncology that found that patients that went down this route had twice the risk of dying per unit time because they either delayed or rejected their conventional treatment.
Now, also, it can cause a dissension between patient and doctor.
Well, absolutely.
Because they go in and say, I saw Mel Gibson said if I do this, that and the other, I can be cured. And you're telling me I have to have chemo.
And the people peddling this stuff have a vested interest in saying, oh, well, your doctors are lying to you. Now, if you are going to your, and you should, by the way, if you're going through cancer treatment or family members going through it, and I work a lot with patients in the cancer sphere, please talk to your oncologist. And if anyone was trying to foster a distrust between you, be suspicious of the person trying to create that distrust, because they're usually selling something. And unfortunately, that does create that distrust that brings patients out of their conventional treatment cycles and can kill them. I mean, the classic example is Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple, is diagnosed with a cancer that was curable. And instead of getting immediate treatment, went online, started getting, weird juicing diets. And by the time he realized that his cancer was no longer curable, or it was not being cured by these false treatments, it was no longer curable by conventional methods, and he died. But that kind of tragedy plays out every day in families that aren't anywhere near as famous as Jobs is.
To what extent are they making money, some of these people? I mean, are they flogging something as well?
Absolutely. They're hugely lucrative. There's a whole, and I've covered this in writing before, but this entire scam clinics, this entire scam industries. Ivermectin is a classic example, the one mentioned on the Joe Rogan podcast. There is a group of American doctors, and they are doctors, but they're incredibly fringe, who made over $130 million a year selling this medication to people, claiming it would cure all sorts of things.
I remember the time of COVID, and we talked to Luke about this, and Luke told us about a study that was being done in case ivermectin. But as soon as it was deemed that absolutely useless in terms of COVID, Luke then told us, the study's ongoing, now the study's over, it's useless, don't go near it.
And it's worth pointing out, and this is a deeper issue to get into, not all science is good science. There was over 19 fabricated studies that were later retracted, which were pushed by these ivermectin advocates claiming to have early stage evidence of efficacy, which were later shown to be false. So science is constantly evolving, as Luke covers as well. So it's never one, but in this case, yes, there was no evidence for it ever. Nothing solid.
But it's always worth following up on something until you prove its efficacy or otherwise.
Absolutely.
But do it with the scientific method.
Yeah, and not the hype that, say, podcasters will put out there to try and sell this stuff. We also covered recently Stephen Bartlett, Diary of a CEO. BBC did an investigation, which I was involved in, looking at his false health claims. He's making $20 million a year peddling pseudoscience to people because, again, you have a vulnerable audience who may have low health literacy, low media literacy, and think that this is trustworthy because it has that imprimatur of being
now media literacy. And the Finns, what are they at?
The Finns are ahead of us again, as usual. Finns always score incredibly high in their educational standards, and they don't start conventional education until they're 7 years old. They start a bit later than us. But what they do is, from very early stages, they start taking exercises to learn the basics of things. And one of the things they've really focused on is teaching children media literacy very early on. This is, by the way, media literacy is the idea that you can correctly interrogate a media source and work out how trustworthy it is and whether it's fact-checked, the basic things that we think as part of journalism. And the way the Finns do this is they incorporate it into all of their learning. So they get students to, say, build their own little newspapers, and so they'll realize things like editorial bias or the commitment to journalistic integrity. And funnily enough, that makes Finns one of the societies in the world that trusts mainstream media the most. They have about 69% trust rating. And that is because they understand what goes into making trustworthy reporting. But they're doing that because they're doing by learning. It's actually in the DNA of all their syllabus, which is a really clever way of doing it.
The kid is not to believe what the picture says until they can check it in some way.
Well, they're shown that the pictures can be fabricated. And they say, well, how do we? And the deeper is, well, how do we question that? Where should we question? When is it appropriate to question? And these are really important lessons that can take us a very long time to learn. Now, there was talk, can we do this in Ireland? Well, our syllabus is very prescribed and it's very overwhelmed. I think Dr. Eileen Cotterdy from DCU was saying this, that we don't have much room in our syllabus for it. And also you'd need the educators themselves to be kind of expert in it. And that is a big ask, given they are already, you know, teaching to a syllabus that is quite overprescribed. But we could learn a lot from the Finns, not just on media literacy, but how they approach their education system in general.
David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Back pain and stiffness mean mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep. Until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.